Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Justin Shugrue, a young entrepreneur that opened a bagel shop in Dallas, Texas that has been grossing, get this, $6 million a year since they opened 3 years ago. You got to love this. Incredible. And Mr. Shugrue, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly our pleasure to do so. Thanks for your time. So Justin, tell us for starters, and again, thank you for joining us on the program. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are right now?
Yeah, I'm from New York, but nowadays I'm living in Dallas, Texas, running the business. So as a New Yorker, I grew up eating a lot of bagels. I went to high school in Connecticut, and I went to college, went to Southern Methodist University in Dallas. And that was my first kind of exposure to Texas. And I got a degree in finance. And while I was getting a degree in finance, I was starting to kind of realize that wasn't for me. And as I was kind of, you know, doing those summer internships, I would kind of work on my finance resume, but I would always kind of also wait tables and work in the hospitality industry. And I decided to kind of develop a passion for hospitality. I'm going to kind of give you the short version of the story. And I graduated in 2017, put together a business plan, raised some money from family and friends, took out an SBA loan, waited tables to kind of pay my bills. I worked at a lot of restaurants in Dallas, but those restaurants that I cut my teeth at while I was in college were actually John George von Richten's restaurants in the tri-state area, who's a three Michelin star chef. And kind of after college, after I started to build a business plan, I raised some money and found the dream property. And then we ended up opening up in June 2020. And then ever since then, I've just been kind of growing the business and kind of trying to figure out what's next.
Well, that is one story and background. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm sure you could add a whole lot more for sure. And also sounds like a wild ride and a fast one under 3 years with that kind of financial results. Now, how old is your business now? Give us the specifics on that.
It opened up in June 2020. That's when we started actually generating sales and opening up to customers. But I think I started building the business plan and started working on the idea in 2017. So from idea to today, 6 years. From actually kind of logging our first sale, 3 years.
Yeah, got it. And it took you just as long to plan it as it did to get things off the ground. It's a lot of hard work there, and it's certainly paying off. And it sounds like also you have a great team behind you as well. And those certainly are hard to build, especially these days. Get into the team aspect.
Yeah, I mean, I have my right-hand person, Joe Nilsson. He's a VP of operations. I was his busboy when I waited tables at that restaurant up in New York, that first one I kind of got exposure to. And then, you know, I have a big team, 30 full-time employees. The next person comes to mind, Glory Holland, who was with us since we opened up. Now they're, you know, they just started as Joe was an investor, and Glory was just an employee, but now they're true business partners. You know, those are kind of my two right-hand people. And, you know, beyond that, I have a great team. Kevin Chavez, one of our bakers, Ryan Gordon, Reeves White. And that's just a small piece of the iceberg, for how, you know, how amazing the team is. And I think that's kind of my part of my big desires to grow in the first place is just that I want to provide economic opportunity and growth opportunities for those people. And the only way to do that is to kind of grow the business and kind of, you know, open up additional locations where people could grow from into different management roles and then ultimately into more corporate roles.
A lot of great opportunities, a lot of exciting things going on over there in your neck of the woods today. We're joined by Justin Shugrue, a young entrepreneur that opened a bagel shop in Dallas, Texas that has been grossing $6 million a year since they opened 3 years ago here on Enterprise Radio, part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, speaking of finance, I revealed earlier what you all are grossing annually. So tell me, get into some of the details as to why you think and what has been the key to be able to see these kind of incredible results? I mean, I'm sure listeners would love to hear just a little bit on that to I mean, that alone, just speaking about the results, I'm sure you've inspired and motivated somebody out there already.
Yeah, so that's top line. Those are our sales numbers. And that's what I expect to do in 2023. In 2022, we did around like 4.9, but in the first first 6 months of 2023, we've done over 3 million. So it's safe to assume we're trending towards a $6 million year. And why we're able to achieve that is, honestly, we're open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we also have an after-hours operation that's from 6 p.m. until 2 a.m. So a nighttime operation that's more of a ghost kitchen where we're integrated into food delivery apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats and Grubhub. So it's I've slowly kind of gotten the business to a point where we're kind of generating revenue 24 hours a day. And that's a big part of it. Obviously, you know, the most important thing with a restaurant is the food delicious? And is it a good, convenient experience? Convenience is a big element of a bagel shop, or, you know, something that's not necessarily a luxury food. You know, this is something that people might be eating 2, 3, 4 times a week. So if they're to capture that customer, it needs to be quick and easy. And I think I really concentrate often on trying to make that online order process, you know, kind of that pickup process that Starbucks has kind of made the gold standard, and a lot of other, you know, great restaurant groups are starting to really put a lot of money into, is just trying to make the process super easy through a digital ordering. I think even though we're small and it's just one location, we used, you know, Toast POS software as well as other ordering softwares to allow us to make that online ordering process super easy. So I think, you know, there's a lot of reasons that we're able to achieve that. It's a delicious product. We have a good brand. We entered a market that had a void in the market, so people were begging for that product, and then we made it super easy for the customer to get it through good tech.
A lot to learn from those results. Convenience and filling a void in the market, convenience and tech, that's where it's at right there. Good stuff. Lastly, tell us a little bit about the second location. Talk to us about that as well.
Yeah, it's also in Dallas, about 3 miles from the first. The first one was in line at a strip mall, and the second one's going to be a standalone drive-through. So it's definitely a bigger opportunity, and it's going to have a drive-through that kind of doubles down into that bet into online ordering. It's not going to be a traditional drive-through where you can place an order over a talk box. It's going to be a drive-through where you place an order via online ordering and then just go to the window and say your name. So, hey, this is Justin, this is Eric. And then you would hand the food and be like, hey, here's your iced coffee and your bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich on a sesame bagel. So it's kind of a new prototype. I think when you look at restaurants, you know, they oftentimes have kind of different tools in their tool set. Like Starbucks, they might have the standalone drive-through, or the inline strip mall, or the digital airport model, or, you know, various different tools. And this is a fun opportunity at our second location, not to just kind of copy and paste what we did at the first, but to see if we can add a new tool to our Rolodex, to our toolbox of kind of, you know, what we could do. And yeah, I mean, the operation is just going to be far more efficient just because we learned so much from the first location. The first location, we were just kind of naive, you know, jumping off a cliff and building the plane on the way down. You know, now we're jumping off a cliff, but I've already built the plane. I've already been through this once, so we can kind of avoid any of the mistakes that I made the first time and really streamline operations a lot better at the restaurant.
Justin, really has been great to have had you with us. And again, I know, have no doubt that you've inspired the audience tuning in here today. And before you go, if you don't mind, any closing thoughts, a final word, or any piece of advice for the listeners tuning in today?
Yeah, I mean, it's when I think starting a business, for at least from my experience, I mean, going from nothing to one location, going from zero to one, was a very unique journey. And I think that's a journey that a lot of people starting businesses, they don't take that leap of faith. And it's been a really endearing process as I've kind of took that leap of faith to learn, you know, everyone says it, and now I'm actually just learning it through my own experience. But if you surround yourself with good people and you take care of them, pay them well, make sure they feel seen, and, you know, develop a good culture, then the business starts to run itself as you kind of leave, going from zero to one and then go from one to two. Because eventually, you know, when we're really small, I can oversee everything. You know, we only generate revenue in between those four walls of the one restaurant, but now we're going from one to two. I can't be everywhere at once. And I'm starting to kind of learn in this second part of our story, phase two of, you know, I think the key to kind of growing now is just making sure you have good people and you take care of them. I think that's kind of, you know, I'm 28 years old, so it's, I can't really bestow wisdom onto other people yet, because I'm still learning and I'm still naive and I'm still trying to learn kind of how I can be better and how I can make improvements. So I listen to podcasts and stories like this all the time. So I can't really sit on my soapbox and tell people how to run their business. But at least, you know, from the small little part of the business that I've seen so far in the early days, it's I'm in the part of the business where I'm learning, you know, how great it is to kind of give people opportunity and to allow them to grow the business with me, because they do a better job than I ever could trying to spread myself thin and do everything at once.
Justin, again, we really appreciate you. I certainly appreciate your humility. And one of the things I took away from this as well is the fact that you're taking care of your people. And we certainly wish you many years of success. If you would mention your website where listeners can get further information about your bagel shop.
Yeah, I think, you know, to get some eyes on the cuisine, follow us on Instagram at Shug's Bagels. You can also check us out at shugsbagels.com. But I think the biggest thing, like any restaurant, like you gotta taste it yourself. So if any listeners are ever in Dallas, Texas, come check us out.
I think that's a great idea, and I'll certainly be visiting when in the area. Again, folks, it is shugsbagels.com. Justin, again, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Justin Shugru, a young entrepreneur that opened a bagel shop in Dallas. Again, that has been grossing $6 million a year since they opened 3 years ago. And again, for all the details, visit shugsbagels.com. And this is Eric Dying. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.